Good morning, good morning, good morning, Sorors. I am very, very happy and just blessed to see you all this morning. Wonderful, beautiful faces, more cameras on than I expected. So, woo! Go ahead. I am Frances Stockard, co-chaplain for this biennium, and my other co-chaplain, Latasha Gray, is away and out of town, so I'll be hosting this morning, feeling her absence, but she's on the West Coast, so it's about 5 o'clock in the morning, so we didn't want her to be logging on at 5:30 in the morning. So a few things. One, welcome, 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 welcome this Saturday morning. It is just a beautiful day in Zamunda. As usual, cameras are optional. We have subtitled this Bonnet Blessings. So if you want to wear your bonnet and show it proudly on camera, absolutely. But thank you for coming to this Saturday, first Saturday in May, prayer call. As usual, if you have any prayer requests, please place them in the chat. And if you do not feel comfortable placing them in the chat, you want something a little bit more private or even want a prayer call, please email us at chaplains@deltasac.org. This morning, we will have our prayer call hosted, our meditation and our prayer hosted by the just beautiful, beautiful spirits of our Sorors, Velvet Flowers and Christy Washington. So without further ado, I will give you our Sorors, Velvet Flowers and Christy Washington.
Good morning, Sorors. This is Christy Washington. And thank you, Frances, Soror Frances, for that wonderful introduction. We are just so very blessed today. And I just really want us to keep that in mind. They played the song for those of us that were on a little earlier, you know, open up my heart. And so that's what I'm asking you all to do this morning, to open your heart, to hear what God has to say to you. And though the few words that I may speak this morning, may the Holy Spirit take them and minister to them, to you, exactly the way you need it to be ministered to you this morning. So I'm going to get started. I just want to encourage you all, encourage you to just stay encouraged and to just keep looking towards the Lord, because he is good. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, we are truly blessed. And, you know, during this past year, I know that we've gone through a lot of adjustments. You know, who would have thought last year, you know, when March 2020 came about, that over a year later, we would still be dealing with COVID-19 at the numbers that we're dealing with, or that it would even still be around, and that we would still be meeting virtually and going through all these COVID protocols. I mean, it's just been a lot that we've had to deal with. But even in everything that we had to deal with, I want to say God is good. He is faithful. He has been faithful. He is faithful right now, no matter what the situation, and he will continue to show us his faithfulness. As we enter into this spring season and we start to shed off some of our clothes, coats, heaviness, all of that stuff, you know, as we do that in the physical, and I say hopefully, because, you know, we're in Michigan, so today it's going to be 60, something, almost 70, tomorrow it's going to be almost 80, but then we're going to drop back down. But even in that, as we start to shed off some of these heavy winter coats and heavy clothing and make these physical changes, I want us to do the same thing mentally and spiritually. Just shed off any heaviness, any mental fatigue that you've been going through. On the news, some people call it COVID fatigue, but any mental or spiritual heaviness that you have, this is an opportunity as we start to change this season, to change our mind, to keep focused and to take off that heaviness. The word of God says that he has given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And I want to read Isaiah 61:3. It says, to provide those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. God has provided us that garment of praise. So let us take part of what he has provided us. Willie Moore Jr. says, let us take a praise break. And I know that we're muted, but let us just take a little opportunity right now to praise him. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and honor and praise. You are a good, good Father, and there's none greater than you. You are El Elyon, our Most High God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. We lift up your name today, Lord. Soros, as we're drawing close to the end of our sorority year, I just want to put us in remembrance of some of the phenomenal events that we've had, showing our service and our love and the love of God with our many programs that we've had in this year. I want to encourage you not to get weary in your well-doing. In 1 Thessalonians 4:9-11, the word of God says, now about brotherly love, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do. You love all the brothers throughout Macedonia, yet we urge you to do so more and more. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business and to work with your hands, just as we shared with you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, so that you will not be dependent on anybody. And Soros, I chose this scripture because it is so applicable to us in so many ways. When we made a commitment to Delta Sigma Theta, we committed to uphold the standards of this public service organization that was based on Christian principles. We state that love is the greatest within DST. And how do we show our love? We show our love by servicing those in our service area, by providing them the tools and the resources to be successful in their daily lives. We tutor the youth. We mentor young men and women in Delta Gyms and Embody. We further have shown our love to our seniors by providing them gift baskets and gift boxes and holding a senior bazaar. This year, we even partnered with the Animal Welfare Society, providing resources for animals under their care. I mention these things to put us in remembrance of the love that we profess and that we have in fact demonstrated, but also to encourage us to continue to display God's love. Yes, we have done so much, but there is so much more to do. God has blessed us abundantly, so that we can continue to be a blessing. Galatians 6:9 reads, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Soros, let us continue to press toward the mark of the high calling of our God. We are doing the work that God has called us to do. Us, his daughters, to show his love, to show his kindness. 1 John 4:17 out of the New American Standard Version reads, "By this love is perfected within us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, we also are in this world." And the he in this scripture is Jesus. So as Jesus was, so are we in this world. So Soras, I want to encourage us to do what Jesus did, to go about doing good and showing the love of his Father. Soras, let us shake off any heaviness, any weariness, and let us put on the garment of praise. Let us go forth and do the work of the Lord, the work of Delta Sigma Theta, with joy, with gladness, and with thanksgiving in our hearts. For the word says, Jesus' yoke is easy and his burden is light. Let us be encouraged today. Sora Velva.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sora Christie, for that powerful meditation and you reminding us to continue to do the good work that God has called us to do. Soros, let us go before God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves as we come before your throne of grace on this morning. Father God, our sister has reminded us that your word says that we have the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So we press into your presence right now with praise. We give you the highest praise this morning, Father God. We open up our mouths and we say hallelujah. We bless your holy name. We worship you. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify your name. If we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to bless you for who you are and for all that you have done in our lives. But we declare we are going to bless you. We will bless you. We will continue to bless you. We will continue to praise you. We will continue to lift your name on high because you are a good God. You are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. You are a wonderful God. You are a great God. Come on and bless the name of the Lord this morning, Sorors. I don't need you to hear you. Only God needs to hear you. Open up your mouth this morning and press into his presence and give him some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For we know when we praise you, oh God, you remove the spirit of heaviness off our backs, Father God. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. So this morning, together as sisters and as Sorors, we praise you and we bless your name this morning. God, we thank you for our sister Christy. We thank you that she reminded us about the work that we have been called to do, that we have been called to do good works, that has the charge that Jesus gave us to go out and do good and to do it in love. So we, Father God, declare and decree that we will continue to do good. We will continue to do the good works, Father God. We will not get weary in well-doing, but we will keep working. We will keep fighting. We will keep serving. We will keep doing all of the things that bring honor and glory to your name. We will continue to be a light in this dark world, Father God. So people will know that you are God, you are mighty, and you are Lord, that you are real. We will continue to show them, Father God, that you are great and you are God by the works that we do. So, Father God, continue to strengthen us, continue to gird us up, to continue to give us what we need to continue to serve. Remind us that we don't got to serve, but we get to serve. We don't got to love, oh God, but we get
to love. We don't got to be a blessing, but we get to be a blessing. It is an honor to serve. It is an honor to love. It is an honor to be a blessing. And we declare that we will continue to do so in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up our leaders today, Father God, our Madam President, and her entire executive team. And we pray a blood covering over their lives, Lord. We pray that you would continue to be a hedge of protection around them, Father God. We pray that you would continue to gird them up, Father God, with the spirit of service and the spirit of love, that they will lead us as our chapter with the spirit of service and with the spirit of love. Bless them and keep them, and you pour into them every single thing that they need to continue to be a blessing to us and to continue to be a blessing, Father God, to this world. We pray for every soror on this line in their family. God, I pray that you would meet every need that they have, Father God, every spoken need and every unspoken need in the name of Jesus. I speak total and complete healing and restoration into their bodies, minds, and spirits, into their household. Oh, Father God, so many are struggling with dis-ease, but we know that you are the great healer and that you are still in the healing business. You are a miracle working God. So we bind up cancer. Everything has to bow at the name of Jesus. We bind up cancer. We bind up heart failure. We bind up hypertension. We bind up diabetes. We bind up stroke. We bind up asthma. We bind up arthritis. We bind up anything, any ailment that will come against the body, the mind, and the spirit, mental, Father God, illnesses, depression, anxiety. We bind it all up in the name of Jesus, and we pray that you would rip it up at its root, Father God, strip it of its might and render it powerless in the name of Jesus. We declare we are the healed and we are the whole. Father God, so many of our sorrows have experienced loss, Lord. And so we are praying for those who are grieving. We ask that you would send the Holy Comforter their way, Father God. Surround them with your Holy Spirit. Give them peace that passes all understanding and unspeakable joy deep down in their souls. Fill the void with your Holy Ghost presence, Father God. Gird them up, Lord, that they will continue, Father God, to do the good work you call them to do and remember their loved ones with peace and with joy in their hearts. And then lastly, Father God, we pray for our country. We pray for the United States of America to be the United States of America. We speak peace, Father God, into our country. We pray, Father God, that your peace will expand, that your love will expand throughout our country. And we bind up racism, Father God. And we bind up, Father God, anything that will come against, Father God, what you stand for and who you are. So we speak peace and we speak love. We pray for our president, President Biden, and for Vice President Kamala Harris. We pray a hedge of protection around them, Father God. And we pray, God, that you will continue to give us the strength, the power, and the might to do the work that we know needs to be done. God, our soror has reminded us that you are faithful. So we declare and we decree that you are faithful and we are grateful. God, you are faithful and we, your children, are grateful. God, you are faithful and we, your daughters, are grateful. Keep your hand on us. Guide us and direct us. Keep us on that straight and narrow path that you have laid out for us. And let us not get weary in well-doing. But let us be encouraged to continue to do the good work that you have called us to do. This is my prayer that I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, our help and our strength. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, for you are our Lord and you are our Redeemer, and we are the redeemed. In his name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, amen. Amen. Thank you, Sorors. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for reminding us of who we are, because sometimes we have to be reminded of who we are in Christ. Once again, we're full this morning, Sorors, once again. And as Sora Washington was giving us our meditation this morning, she talked about serving our service area. And isn't God so good? He opened up our service area to the whole world. He moved it beyond the bounds of Southfield, made us this virtual world, and opened up our service area to the whole world. So hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This morning, I just want to give a couple of reminders before our SOAR president comes on and gives us her final words for this morning. The ecumenical service tomorrow, please support fellowship starting at 10:15, service starting at 10:45, and let's not forget to leave our donation for the host church. And our next prayer call will be Saturday, June 5th. Once again, starting at 8:30, but much more than a regular prayer call. We have a whole magnifying hour planned for you, Sorors. So it will be a hallelujah good time. So please put that in your calendars, put that in your phones as reminders. Saturday, June 5th. 8:30 to 9:30. We're going to have singing, praise dancing, meditation, of course, prayer and testimony. So let us be united in remembering. And you'll get flyers. I'll send out Facebook announcements and everything. But make sure, put it in your phone right now. Put it in your calendar right now as an event that is not, do not disturb for you, Sorons. Otherwise, as usual, please leave your prayer requests either in the chat or at chaplain@deltasec.org, and we will reach out to you regarding any prayer requests. That is all I have this morning. Sora President Kim Owens Galloway.
Thank you, Sora Francis, and oh, what a powerful message, Sora Christy. Thank you for reminding us to shed the heaviness and put on the garment of praise. That was just so powerful. And Sora Velva, that prayer was just right on time and amazing. Thank you for that. And God has really blessed you with a word to share with us and bless us. I want to thank all of you for being on and continuing to support the prayer call. I know that it is a blessing to you because it is a blessing to me. I look forward to it every month. I want to thank Sora Frances Stockard and Sora Latasha Gray in her absence this morning for the phenomenal job that they are doing as chaplains, keeping us covered and lifted in prayer. I want to thank the entire Council of Chaplains. You do amazing every month. So thank you for your words and your prayers and all that you do. I always want to thank our wonderful ICT team for their hard work and contributions. I want to thank my first vice president and my second vice president, Venus J. Brown and Yolanda Durfield, for their support and hard work. We have done a lot this year, and I want to thank Sora Christy for reminding us. But Sorors, with God, we can do all things, and we just have to keep pressing on and doing the good work as we heard today. I want to ask that we keep Soror Jocelyn and Juanita Witherspoon in our prayers. I received email for continued prayer. They lost their sister, Juanita's sister, and Jocelyn's aunt, and she was funeralized this past week. But Sora Witherspoon also lost her brother last year. So they have just been going through a lot, as a lot of us have, but we just ask that you call their name in your prayer for God's continued comfort. So, Roars, that's all I have. Have a wonderful, wonderful May 1st. And I look forward to seeing everyone in the Zoom worship for May week on tomorrow. Have a good day. God bless. And I love you.